Of the about 1,200 municipalities with defined benefit pension plans, nearly half have plans at some level of distress. The total liability is nearly $8 billion. How plans are managed can increase underfunding, but there are systemic issues that weaken pension funds as well. As part of Keystone Crossroads series on underfunded pensions, Irina Zhorov reports the very nature of how they're organized in the Commonwealth makes them unwieldy and inefficient.
Pennsylvania has over a quarter of all pension plans in the United States. Most of the state's thousands of municipalities have multiple plans, one for police, firefighters, office workers, road crews. Nearly 70% of plans have 10 or fewer members.
I'm just taking you through the outskirts and I'll take you down Main Street.
About 50 miles east of Pittsburgh, Homer City Police Chief Louis Sacco drives by the sports field with looming power plant stacks on the horizon, then along the partly shuttered Main Street. And the whole time, he's greeting passersby.
And that's something, too, in a small town you never get done doing constantly with your hand up waving. You always feel like you're riding a parade.
Sacco is one of three people in the borough's police pension plan. Some plans have one person. I asked him if he ever thinks about being the guy in such a small plan.
That's not only the pension, but it's a lot of things. When somebody needs something, you know, everybody's got that guy. I'm that guy in Homer City.
Pennsylvania likes keeping things local. On the one hand, that results in intimate governance. On the other hand, not sharing resources can be inefficient. And pensions are no exception.
The core issue is economy of scale.
That's Jim Allen. For decades, he ran the Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement System, or PMRS. The state system manages funds for municipalities that voluntarily join. It manages one big fund, around $2 billion, made up of a bunch of small plans. Homer City's police plan is not part of PMRS.
When you're a small borough or township, have maybe five employees and only $100 million in assets, you can't buy the market.
In addition to limited access to the best investment choices, he says not buying into a bigger system is more expensive.
I can tell you that the average municipality with five employees is not going to have it administered for $800 or $1,000. It could be $2,000, $3,000 per person.
Actual costs may be much higher. Homer City paid nearly $6,000 per person in 2012 in administrative and investment expenses. But Allen says size alone doesn't cause problems.
It's not size doesn't matter. It's fiduciary responsibility matters as well.
Pennsylvania, in addition to having many pension plans, has many laws with pension guidelines for different municipalities. But they're just guidelines, so each municipality is kind of just doing what it wants. And there are few professional standards for managing plans. The state has limited tools to oversee or to write poorly funded plans, but it doesn't always use the tools it has. One exception is Pittsburgh. In 2010, the city's pension fund was only 27% funded. The state came in and mandated it reach 50% or hand over management to PMRS.
A coalition of us began working.
That's Patrick Dowd, then a Pittsburgh councilman. He and other council members worked on a solution right up to the midnight deadline.
There was high drama.
And eventually hammered out a plan.
We, in the end, put the revenue from the parking assets. We dedicated that revenue to the pension fund.
If you read the ordinance that eventually passed, it's clear the council was trying hard to make sure the law would stick. It dedicates parking revenues irrevocably to the pension fund until 2041. But if a future council wants that money for something else?
They could theoretically undo that legislation with another piece of legislation. It's that simple.
Today, not counting the parking revenues would bring down Pittsburgh's pension funding ratio to just 31%. But funding doesn't have to be so tenuous. One solution is to separate the people who make decisions about benefits, the politicians, from the people who make decisions about funding those benefits. Take, for example, the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, or IMRF. It's very similar to Pennsylvania's consolidated fund, but on steroids. Executive Director Louis Kosiba says some of his organization's success is due to an independent board that plans long-term.
They are fiduciaries for all 2,960 employers in IMRF they literally do not represent their unit of government on the board.
Also, almost all municipalities have to join. Employees choose from a limited number of set plans. There are caps on income that can be used in pension calculations. And IMRF has policing power over municipalities, which it has resorted to using at times. They manage $34 billion, which means it can be very efficient.
They're going to be paying retail. IMRF is always buying in almost at less than wholesale.
It's not perfect. Local governments still manage their own police and firefighter plans, just like in Pennsylvania. IMRF is 93% funded. In Pennsylvania, some communities with small pension plans are joining PMRS. It now manages nearly 1,000 plans, but more stringent consolidation efforts have failed. Others are shutting down their police and fire departments. But for those who continue to maintain these small plans, it won't get easier. In Homer City, Chief Sacco is up for retirement this summer, which will put a strain on the small plan and the borough. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.